Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Phoenix Suns and the Brooklyn Nets. Phoenix comes in with a record of 29-26. Brooklyn is 32-21 on the year. Over their last 10, Phoenix 8-2 has gone on a two-game winning streak. Meanwhile, Brooklyn 5-5 over their last 10 lost their last game. Here are the numbers. Phoenix averages 112.6 per game, gives up 111.3 for a positive differential of 1.3. Meanwhile, Brooklyn scores 114.4 per game, gives up 112.5 for a positive differential of 2.1. Turnovers are pretty close, 13.4 per game by the Suns, 13.6 by the Nets. Nets are 50.7% from the field. That's incredible, 46.1% from the field by Phoenix. Expect those numbers to go down for Brooklyn, though. No Kyrie Irving, of course, and we're waiting on Kevin Durant to return. Looking at the three-point shooting numbers, 38.4% from the long-range distance by Phoenix. That's a really good number. But again, Brooklyn's right now, anyway, is higher at 39.1. Free throw shooting, 78.9% from the free throw line by the Nets. And Phoenix is 79.6% from the free throw line. Bench scoring, 36.9 points per game from the Phoenix bench, 34.8 from the second squad of Brooklyn. The Suns won the first meeting of these two clubs, 117-112. The Nets are on the second game of a back-to-back. They are at home, however, but we mentioned Kevin Durant still out. Seth Curry, their other good shooter, is out as well. Ben Simmons, Dorian Finney-Smith, both questionable. And Phoenix is still without Devin Booker, Cameron Payne, and Landry Shamet. This game's going to be a bore to watch. No one's playing. This could go either way. I'm going to go with the Suns on the road, but this game could go either way, but it lost all its luster with that injury report. It's just a bad, bad matchup without those guys out there. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Suns and Nets. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with the betting odds between the Phoenix Suns and the Brooklyn Nets. The lines are currently open and it favors the Phoenix Suns, sitting at 4.5 in the spread on the road with the over-under of 226. Now, this is going to be a very tough game if we look at these two teams offensively. Brooklyn Nets average 114.4 points a game, while Phoenix averages 112.6. So with this being said, we're looking a little bit over that range. And if we want to really look at it, if we look at the last five games in these two matchups, the over has been favored for these two teams, 4-1 overall when taking the over between these two teams in the matchup. Now, here's the thing. Devin Booker is possible to come back tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. So if he comes back, then it's going to be really good on his side on the points. However, you got to see how many minutes he's going to do. It could affect two other players in DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul. Right now on the player point side for Chris Paul, it sits at 15.5. I would definitely take the under in that. I expect to take the over, though, on the assist, which is at 9.5. Take the over in that. A little bit less scoring from Chris Paul. He don't have to be so assertive with Devin Booker back. Maybe get him acclimated back into the offense and get him going. I would also probably take the under on DeAndre Ayton in the points right now. Currently sits at 19.5. I would take the under in that one, but take the over in the rebounding. Right now it currently sits at 9.5. I would definitely take the over in that one. One player I love on the Brooklyn Nets is Cam Thomas. I told you last time, look out for him. He's going to get more minutes. No Kyrie Irving, no Kevin Durant, no Ben Simmons. I mean, he's the go-to scorer on this team. And look at his last two games. I mean, he dropped 44 one time, and he just dropped 47 points. Whatever his points total is, you take the over on that. Right now, it's currently sitting at 19.5, but I would definitely take the over in that one. Take the over. This man is just pure bucket getter right now. Definitely take the over in his points. Now, when looking at this one, I favor the over in this one. Now, if we're looking at the overall spread, one thing we have to look at is on Phoenix side. In the last five games, they've been 4-1 against the spread. So I do like that on their side. And I also like the over in this one because three of their last five games, Phoenix has been on the over. And if you want to take it even deeper against the spread for Phoenix, 8-2 in their last 10 games against the spread. So I do like the spread for the Suns in this one, and I like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Phoenix Suns and the Brooklyn Nets. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.